Pastor Timothy Dunn.
Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Now. Amen. Yeah. Not then, now. John 3:30. That's for a springboard. You may be released. Amen. Amen. Come on, how many excited folk I have in the house today? Hallelujah. On yesterday, my wife and I, we had an opportunity to go to New Orleans to Bayou Classic, and saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. And for some reason, we just bought a ticket about 2 months ago. We just bought a ticket, said we was gonna go. Didn't know Southern and Grambling would both be playing to go to the SWAC championship, but we just decided we would go. And so we went down there and had an awesome time. Amen. I saw a lot of people I've seen in a long time. That was my first time going in the Bayou Classic, probably since my mama took me when I was probably a junior in high school. Amen. So I just, you know, never had an interest to go in, but yesterday I did. And I got a chance to witness something that made me look at things, because, you know, I'm always looking for a revelation. And so, you know, I seen, the Southern fans and the Grambling fans, amen. I'm a Southern fan, too. I went to Southern for a very brief period of time. I'm not alumni, amen. You know, a lot of people that say they're alumni don't really know what alumni is. You know, alumni is somebody that graduated from the college and that sends money back. Not somebody that graduated and just say, hey, yeah, that's my alumni. Do you still support? Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm not an alumni. I don't send money back to Southern University, nor did I graduate from that, but I attended there very briefly. I'm a Southern fan. And so, I saw the Southern fans, the Grambling fans, but they had an excitement going into I didn't see nobody dragging. Oh, Lord, let's go. And my wife and I, they let us in at 2:30. When we did get back to the gate, because they was hungry, they was famished. When we did get back to the gate, they let us in, but there was a line to get in at 2:30. And the game didn't start till 4. Prayer here started at 11 o'clock. I ain't gonna say nothing. Y'all looking like, don't say it, Pastor. Say it. But I observed some things, I played football in high school. I had many, many letters to go to college. My mom's right there. She can tell you on some big colleges. But I didn't go, it probably would have destroyed me. But anyway, I observed, they were dressed up. They even had their face painted. I seen one dude, he was in a full costume, a Chewbacca costume, from head to toe. You couldn't even tell who he was, if he was black, white, green, or purple. He was covered in this suit. And he would walk around across the street. I say, it threw me for a loop, and I ain't never seen nothing like that, I've been to a couple NFL games. I ain't never seen nobody go to that extreme. I said, now who he for? The Jaguars and the Tigers playing. Not Chewbacca, but this dude here, he had went all out. And I guess he was for Grambling, because, he was walking with Grambling people. So I guess, he was with some people with Grambling. But they go all out. There is a fervent excitement about the game that's about to take place. And here we are in the body of Christ. We're about to receive the bread of life, the word from heaven. So this raised the question, do you really, really believe that you're about to hear or receive the word that will shape your life forever? The body of Christ has lost their excitement, had lost their vigor, had lost their thirst, has lost their hunger, Hey, man. But I tell you, go to one of them football games. They'll show you how to do it. Because some of us, we need a lesson in having an excitement for the kingdom. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Nobody was worried about their bills. If they was, I couldn't tell. Nobody was worried about what was going on at home. Hallelujah. Nobody was late. Everybody was on time. Nobody made an excuse. Well, I'm limping. I saw them on canes. I saw them in wheelchairs, rolling theyself. No. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. But we got all kind of excuses in the body of Christ of why we can't get to church and why we can't get there on time and why we can't be thirsty and hungry for your own soul, for your own good, for your own betterment. You ain't doing pastor a favor. Oh, Lord, we're going to get some stuff ironed out. Boy, I got to iron today. Them wrinkles coming out. Hallelujah. Them wrinkles, either they're going to come out or you're going to leave here and hate me. You're going to either hate me or love me. One of the two. But we got to get this right. There's a certain way as a believer that we have to be. You can't be dragging around here talking about how good your God is and people can't look at your countenance got something to do with your faith. You can't talk faith and look defeated. Come on, bro, Horace, you know that's true. You can't speak faith and look defeated. When I look at you, I need to be able to see faith. I need to look at you and be able to see expectation. I need to be able to look at you and see a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. You can't just talk this thing. If you just talk this thing, you get what the talkers get. And that's attention. But if you live this thing, you will get life and life more abundantly. Do I have any people that want to live life today? Do I have any people that want to get this thing right and not just talk about it, but you want to be about life? Let me teach you just for about 40 minutes this morning. Give me your undivided attention. Let's read this springboard we got here. John 3. What I told you. John 3:30. Go there. He must increase. Who is he? Huh? I need everybody to know that. He must increase. And I must decrease. Now this statement, this scripture, is not just for a preacher. Not just for a pastor, not just for a teacher, an evangelist, or an apostle. But this statement is for anybody that wants to live a successful life, Sister Praise. Huh? This is not just for clergy. This scripture belongs to you. You got to learn how to live scripture. You got to learn how to inhale and exhale scripture. You got to learn how to own it. Hallelujah. On your way to your seat, I want you to move out, shake about 3 or 4 hands and say, we got to own this scripture. Come on, tell them. And then you may be seated. Come on, tell them. Shake about 3 or 4 hands. Tell them we got to own this scripture. We got to own. We got to own this scripture. We got to own this scripture. We got to own this. We got to own this. We got to own this. This ain't just Paul's scripture. This ain't just pastor's scripture. This ain't just the praise team scripture. This is a scripture whereby if you're going to be successful in life, and I know we want to be successful, then we're going to have to live this scripture out. We're going to have to learn how to decrease. Amen. Turn with me to James 5:16. I'm going to walk through the scriptures, and I'm going to show you some great truths this morning. You know, Jesus told his disciples, he said, you know, I got plenty of things to tell you. He said, but some of the things that I have to tell you, you're not ready for them yet. Y'all remember that? God revealed to me this morning, this is one of the secrets for the kingdom, what I'm teaching to you. Because what I'm teaching you is laced in humility. It's allowing you to decrease while God increases in your life? What happens when God increases in your life? Hallelujah. When God increases in your life, everything that was wrong is now made right. Hallelujah. Everything that the devil meant for bad in your life, God works it together for your good when he increases. But the key is not God increases, because he's always there and always ready, but the key is you decreasing. The key is you humbling yourself and not trying to do what God has already done for you, but putting yourself in a position whereby you can receive what God has already done for you. See, it's no longer labor as Adam and Eve, hallelujah, when they fell in the garden, but now it's favor as with Jesus Christ in the blood, hallelujah. Somebody say it's in the blood. So, we're free from the law of sin and death through the blood of Jesus Christ. So now it's no longer labor, but now it's favor. Hallelujah. See, labor has to be worked for. Favor just has to be received. Labor has to be worked for. See, it's not about how many souls you got saved. Hallelujah. Because it's God that gives the increase anyway. Tell somebody next to you, say, God gives the increase. Promotion, even on your job, come not from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from God. All right, James 5 and 16, we're going to read through 18. Confess your faults one to another, and pray ye for another, that ye may be healed. Look at the B part of this text, and that's what I really want to get to right here. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man or woman availeth much. The what kind of prayer? No. Not just righteous, but the effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. So you can't just be righteous, because the blood of Jesus made us righteous. But the effectual, fervent. See, this is the part we get wrong. But I told you, those football fans knew how to be effectual. They knew how to be fervent. We just need a lesson in the body of Christ, how to be effectual and fervent. Grambling, hallelujah. It burned within them that Grambling was going to win Bayou Classic. Southern fans, it burned within them to about the third quarter. Well, boy, we was amped. Hallelujah. I was right there with them. Oh, glory. I was praying too. Yeah. Lord, but when they see them, my prayer didn't even work. Hallelujah. So, but it burned within us, our team that we was rooting for. Come on. You got to understand, when nobody else is around you, you got to at least be on your own team. Come on. Your prayers got to be effectual. Your prayers got to be fervent. You can't be praying to God like you defeated. You can't be praying to God like you guessing. He said the effectual, fervent. I don't want nobody in here. That's why right now we're teaching people in here that's praying and that's leading the praise team. You got to be effectual. You got to be on fire for what you're doing for God. Come on, if you're not on fire, sit your cold self down. Let somebody that's on fire get in touch with God and get in touch with heaven, because heaven is not hearing just anything, any kind of prayers. Ain't hearing no selfish prayer. Heaven not hearing no dead prayer. No heat. That's why he said, you be either lukewarm or hot. Be either hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out my mouth. Hallelujah. If you're cold, you can't get a word into heaven. So you got one choice. Look at somebody say, I got to be hot, baby. I got to be hot. Got to be hot. Pastor, don't get up here preaching like he have sleep. I get up here, there's a fire. Hallelujah. There's ignition. I don't care if the praise team sing or not. That should be an ignition. Hallelujah. That should be an ignition in you. Without the ignition, you can't get started. And if you can't start, you can't finish. And if you can't finish, you lose. I don't have any losers in here. All of us are winners, huh? Come on, look at somebody and say, you got to have your own igniter. I don't care who ain't on fire. You get around me, you're going to get on fire. You get around me, you're going to start living right. I don't allow whoremongers to be around me. Hallelujah. Because they put my fire out, you see. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do this thing right. Hallelujah. I don't need you around me messing up me. See, some of y'all ain't bold enough. That's why your fire, ain't burning. Hallelujah. You got to separate. You got to know when to cut them out. Oh, glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen. If I'm preaching, if I'm teaching you anything this morning, it says the effectual, we can't read over the effectual fervent prayer. Because the reason why a lot of us hadn't gotten praise right, and I told you Wednesday night, and I'm teaching on the same along the same line, is praise is a humbling factor. And the reason why a lot of us haven't got praise right is because we hadn't got prayer right. So your praise can't be on fire if your prayer not on fire. And if your praise not on fire, I just told you, oh, hold up, hallelujah, hold up. We're gonna wait on that. Amen. Because I got to take y'all slow because I want you to see this. Now, I got some definitions that are very, very paramount to what I want to show you this morning. Amen. So we see here the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So there's three things right here has to be present for that prayer to avail much power. You have to be effectual. It has to be fervent. And it has to be righteous. Somebody say a certain way. Okay, you can't just, everything that's being done has to be done decently and in order. You can't just pray any kind of way. Three things right here. It has to be effectual, it has to be fervent, and you got to make sure that you're living from a righteous standard. Hallelujah. Not your righteousness, but the righteousness of God through who? Christ Jesus, right? Okay. So we go to praise, the definition for, no, not yet. Go to Definition for fervent. Amen. Y'all don't have that definition? Amen. I thought I sent the book back there for you to get it. But I'll read it to you. Having or displaying passion or intensity. Write that down. Having or displaying passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, passion, or intensity. Having or displaying passion or intensity. Fervent. All right. In case somebody's still wondering what passion means. Passion means strong and barely controllable emotion. No wonder then David praised God and he danced out of his clothes. He wasn't in control. We want to kill giants like David killed giants, but we don't want to praise God like David. David praised God. He lost control. See, some of us still want to praise God cute and cool. Can't leave y'all gents out. Y'all know, man, I'm too cool for all that, Pastor. I ain't even messing my suit up. Man, you better forget that suit. Forget that weave. Forget that mascara. You got to praise God with some passion. You can't be clapping and scared to, oh, I messed my nails up. Somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, don't make me dig no deeper now. So passion is strong and barely controllable. Emotion. Strong and barely controllable emotion. Passion. When you pray, you got to pray with passion. Hallelujah. Come on, you've been praying with passion? No, I'm talking about really, really praying with passion. We got to put some emphasis on this thing. Our Father, was all in heaven. Allah will be thy name. Okay, it's me, O Lord, coming once again. I'm serious. Vain, vain, repetitious prayer. Same prayer over and over again. What's the sense of me praying? You already know what I'm going to pray. Where's the Holy Spirit? I told you the Holy Spirit got to be involved in you decreasing. And sometimes you got to lose it in order for God to gain control. You got to lose control. Fervent, effectual prayers. Because our prayers are going to bleed over into our praise. Mm-hmm. Intensity. Showing you this for a reason now. We're going somewhere. Oh, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place today. Lord, there might not be a chair left standing when we get through today. Hallelujah. Just don't tear nothing up. Amen. We just got all this new stuff up in here. Amen. Intensity. Strength, power, potency, and force. When you pray, that's the kind of prayer you're supposed to pray. You're supposed to be intense. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying, sweat was popping off his face. Sweat wasn't popping because he wasn't into that thing. No, he was into that prayer. Hallelujah. He was into what he was praying for. You can't just say words and not be into what you're praying and believing God for. That's why a lot of us pray for the same thing over and over again. He said we should pray continually, not for the same thing over and over again. Once you receive that thing and you pray for that thing fervently and effectually, you can start praising. Because it's done. He's faithful, hallelujah, to give us what we pray for. Amen. Which of you, being evil or being in the flesh, if your child asks for you a good gift, will you give them a bone? Or would you give them a stone? Hallelujah. No, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more do our heavenly Father, who's in heaven, know how to give us good gifts? Somebody say good gifts. Good gifts. We serve a good God and he gives good gifts. Amen. Amen. He gives good gifts. Somebody say good gifts. Good gifts. Amen. Don't tell me you don't like good things. Don't tell me you don't like nice things. Where you at? You don't like nice things. Come on, I won't see you. Raise your hand. Didn't think so. Amen. Glory to God. Why? 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 Because that's God's nature on the inside of you. Somebody say we serve a good God. Now, go with me to Psalms 104. You just seen in James, the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much, or it makes things happen. Mm-hmm. There comes a time in every believer's life when he or she has to shift from prayer to praise. Some of y'all had to shift gears. If you don't shift gears, you'll burn your transmission up. Come on, where's the men at? Well, some of y'all women understand that too, right? You'll burn that clutch up, your transmission next. Amen. If you don't shift gears, you'll burn something up. And sometimes we got to shift gears in the spirit. From prayer to praise. Praise say, I know my prayer is already answered. Come on, write that down. My praise says, I know my prayer has already been answered. Lord, have mercy, that's good to me. Now, don't forget, your praise got to be fervent and effectual. And it says to God, I know you have already answered me, so I'm going to praise you for it. Look what Psalms 104 says. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And into his courts with praise. Let me read this word to you. I'm going to read it. Can I read it to you out the Amplified Version? Psalms 104 out the Amplified Version. It says, enter with the password. What's the password? Thank you, Lord. God, I give you glory. God, I give you honor. God, I thank you. You can't get in. Some of y'all want to get in God's presence, but you can't just bust in his presence. There's a way, there's a certain way you get into God's presence. Somebody say, I got to use the password. He said, I got to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come on. Is there anybody in here that understand what I'm saying? The password is thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody ought to throw their head back right there where they're sitting. Say, thank you, Lord. Boy, you can feel something rising up on the inside of you when you just throw your head back. Just everybody quiet, ain't saying nothing. Even in the restaurant, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, they said I wouldn't make it. Thank you, Lord. Said I wouldn't be here today. Thank you, Lord. Said I'd never amount to anything. Thank you, Lord. You made a liar out of my enemies because I'm here. Oh, Lord, y'all gonna make me go to church myself. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Somebody stand on your feet. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for my children. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my career. God, I thank you. 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 The password. Come on, high five somebody and say, use the password. Use the password. This is the key on the inside. This is how you get in. You get in by first saying, thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel your glory. 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 I know what the doctor said, but thank you, Lord. I know they gave up on me, but thank you, Lord. Go on, look at somebody and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, that's the password. That's the password. That's the password. That's the password. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you want to get in the gate, if you want to get in the gate, come on, where you at? Do you want to get in the gate? Do you want to get in the gate? Where the key that opened the gate, the key that turns the lock is thank you, Lord. 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 Watch. Everything that's been locked up, everything that's been bound up in the heavens, somewhere between here and there, I see the lock turning. 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 Thank you, Lord. I can't have praise you no more. Okay, I got to lose it sometime. Hey, the Lord say, hey. I got to lose it sometime. I can't just have praise. I can't have praise. I got to lose it sometime. Sometime. David said, I become even more undignified than this. Sometimes you got to lose your dignity. Sometimes you got to get ugly. You got to get crazy in the spirit. Say, thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I want it. Glory. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, you may be seated. Come on. Come on. Y'all know we could have went home, right? We could have went, Jen. We could have went. But I believe the Lord want to give you a little bit more. I'm not worried about what's on the paper, but I believe he want to give us a little bit more. When he say stop, I'm going to stop and let him take over. We'll finish this next week on Wednesday night. Hallelujah. You say enter with the password. Yeah. See, they don't know our password. When they count you out, all you got to do is say, I know you said no this time, but I got a password where all access has been already granted. Somebody say, I know the password. I know. It says, enter with the password. Thank you. Look what it says. Look. Make yourself at home. Talk in praise. Come on. Y'all got the King, y'all got the message Bible back there? So they can see this? I want them to see this. You might think I'm reading riddles. It says, make yourself at home. Where? Where are you making yourself at home at? Hold on. Let's take this. There's a comma behind make yourself at home. So let's take this piece by piece. We ain't no hurry. Make yourself at home. All right. Hold on. Enter with the password. Password was thank you. Now that I'm in, oh Lord have mercy, I can make myself at home. Where thank you got me into. Jesus. So if I'm at home in his presence, what can separate me from the love of God? You can't separate me from his love. I'm at home in his love. I'm at home in his peace. I'm at home in his joy. I'm at home in his favor. I'm at home in his grace. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm at home in this thing. I'm at home in this thing. You can't talk me out because I'm at home in his joy. I'm at home. You may not belong in this presence, but I belong here. I belong in his peace. I belong in abundance. I belong above. I belong to lender and not to borrow. I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Why? Because I'm at home in his presence. Come on, high five two or three people. Tell them I'm at home. I'm at home in his presence. I'm at home in his presence. Come on, tell them. I'm at home in his presence. I'm at home. I'm at home in his presence. I'm not no stranger here. I belong here. I belong in his presence. I belong in his presence. Even in my car, even on my job. Hallelujah. When the enemies come in like a flood, God will lift up a standard against them because I'm at home in his presence. Look what it says. At home, talk in praise. I ain't talking noise. I ain't talking noise. I'm talking praise. Oh Lord, I mean, y'all gotta get this. Y'all gotta get this. Look at somebody say, I'm talking praise. Worship him. So, thank you. Make yourself comfortable. Talk praise. God just so good. God just so glorious. I never found nobody like you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. You're a good God. And your mercy endure forever. Now, you enter into something called the glory. Yeah. all God is, all God has, and all that God could do. What are you worried about when you get into the glory? By access, by realizing you belong there, by talking praise, by worshiping. Now you're in the glory. All God is, all God has, and all God could do. You're there. What are you worried about? What are you fretting about? Why wouldn't you be excited? Why wouldn't you want to come? Why wouldn't you lift your hand? Why wouldn't you lift your voice? Why wouldn't you praise God? Why wouldn't you lose it in His presence? Because all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do is all around you. And now you can't lose, because God is your favor and He surrounds you like a shield. Look at somebody and say, I got a shield all around me. I got a shield all around me. I got a shield all around me. Wherever I go, wherever I go, God's grace, God's mercy, God's power, God's glory, it belongs to me, because I got a shield of protection all around me. All God is, all God has, and all that God can do. There's a certain way we have to do ministry. Certain way you gotta praise. Certain way you gotta worship. Certain way you gotta pray. You got to pray in His glory. Don't settle for an atmosphere that's not conducive to what God wants to do in your life, because the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy, even through the atmosphere. But I come to speak news to the devil today. Devil, you a liar. No more will you hinder our atmosphere. We have the thermostat, and we set the climate on blessed, favored, and highly favored of the Lord we are. Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet in this place today.